good strong play there by FC United of Manchester's Linfield, and then a lovely ball by Irwin, and then an equally lovely ball there by Corbett. Good defending though there by Liam Hogan, but FC have put the pressure on. We need it with that second ball now, and it is good though, good play by Redshaw. He won the ball back, but they're deep in their own half and FC United can't afford to let them out, but they have. That's a lovely ball there by Nottingham, and he chases the ball forward as Redshaw now boards the penalty. There's a man at the back post. There's an opportunity, should be 1-0, and it is 1-0. It's poor defending from FC United of Manchester, and really that shouldn't have been as easy as it was at the back post there, boys. But it was a good break from Salford down this right hand side. They switched the play, and then it was well finished, and it's 1-0 to Salford City.
Yeah, perfect cross from Redshaw, lovely control on the half volley from Dudley, and he finished it with aplomb. Now McCarthy has the ball on the turn, plays it forward to Kieran Glynn. Kieran Glynn slides it, well, it was intended for Linfield. He's had a quiet game so far, but it's cut out. Now it's Richie Allen for Salford in his own half. Oh, great work from Kieran Glynn. Now McCarthy, 18-yard line. Plays it for Greaves. Greaves going to get a left. Now it's for Linfield. Linfield got to his right foot. Linfield!
Yes!
FC United equalise. And it's all started from an excellent steal from Kieran Glynn. He got it for McCarthy from a moment he was in two minds. Got the ball to Greaves. Greaves, it came out to Linfield, and Linfield chips it almost into the top corner, and FC United a level.
That is a Liam Brady goal. He got it from nowhere, and he's just lent his body back, and he's whipped it with three players on him to the top left-hand corner. The keeper, 6'5". He just watches it into the back of the net. But as you rightly say, it was that tenaciousness from Kieran Glynn. The challenge, he thought, I'm going to make this. He slid in, he won the ball, he pokes it forward. It looked it was all dead and buried. But what a goal, what a finish. That is Brady-esque, the way he's bent it into the top corner.
He only had the postage stamp there in the top corner to aim at, and he hit it.
It was that top 90, wasn't it? Goalkeepers can't save it from there.
And now Salford will bring it away. Dudley, he's had a decent game there. In for Phoenix, and Askew now, and good tracking back from Joel Senior. He's just got to deal with this now, Senior, as Askew pressurises him, and in the end Askew draws a foul there from Senior. That was the Senior, he didn't complete his job there, did well, but yeah, just needed either to get it out, just kick it out for a throw in, or
I think he looked initially to try and play it back to Alisson, but that route was blocked. And I mean, there was a bit of pulling and shirt pulling from both players, but oh no, the attacker seems to get those, and as you rightly say, perhaps should just put it out for a throw-in.
It's that number nine, Anthony Dudley, to take this one. It's almost like a corner, this, from the left-hand side, this free kick for Salford City. In it comes, it's a decent-looking delivery, and it's gone in! And it's gone in, it's gone in, I think.
Pigiani got the last touch.
It's Redshaw, isn't
Redshaw
it?
Redshaw seems to be claiming it.
Well, it's a fortuitous goal, to say the very least. The ball went beyond everybody else, and it looked like it was going out, and the player at the back post has just nodded it in, or tapped it in, I should say. You know, Redshaw's the man who's claiming it, but as you say, Pierre Gianni perhaps was the one who got the final touch, but 2-1.
But how much that means, that Salford whole team running over to the Salford bench there, this is how much this means. So they really do want to basically change their fortune. They lost the last two games and conceded six goals, and now they really want to make amends.
Bear in mind, Salford have still not drawn at home this season.
That's a run we FC would love to end.
4 minutes as Senior looking for a player to come to him so he can actually get the ball in, but he plays it across to Linfield. Linfield's outside the penalty area, takes a touch, can't afford to lose it there, places it back to Senior opens his body, cuts inside now, needs to deliver, plays a nice ball to Terrell in the penalty area. Good ball comes across, it's a great ball across, oh, it could have gone anywhere, but it falls for FC's number three, and again charged now, it falls now for Irwin. Irwin's chucked, it charged out again, goal! Yeah! It comes and deflects off an FC shirt, and I think it was Corbett, and the shot was speculative, and in fairness, could have gone anywhere. It comes off the number six, FC's number six, and FC back on level terms.
So it was off Corbett, was it? It wasn't off a Salford player.
I think it came off Corbett. I think Corbett was the man. FC had three attempts before that. It ricocheted back. It came out again, and Corbett, he scored an absolute beauty on Boxing Day. A goal he will take to his grave. That one was equally as important, but Bobbins